Well, we're part of what is now a very broad coalition that includes quite a number of religious or faith groups. It also includes justice advocacy groups and quite a number of medical providers as well. The energy that's being gathered in opposition to Measure 106 is quite broad and quite deep. And from our perspective here as a religious community, we are have long been supportive of a woman's right to choose, believing that every woman should be able to decide whether and when to become a parent, no matter how much money she makes or how she's insured.
And I was curious how your congregation has reacted to the news of Measure 106, and are there debates, or is it a pretty unified front?
Here at First Unitarian and in many other religious congregations, it is actually a pretty united front. We see Measure 106 as a backdoor ban on abortion, and that it would penalize those women who already face significant barriers to receiving high quality health care. We actually see a real unanimity here in my congregation, believing that a right is just not a right if you can't afford to access it.
The breakfast that's coming up tomorrow, do you know who will be participating in this?
Oh, it's there'll be a number of folks from this large and broad coalition, and it will be an opportunity for us to be together and to be in prayer and to be in solidarity in opposition to this ballot initiative, which we view as actually quite unconscionable.
They are asking that people RSVP to this event. What can people expect if they go to it? I mean, maybe folks who aren't practicing in any religion.
Well, those folks would certainly be welcome as well. Information about the breakfast is available at info@nocutstocare.com. And folks, when they come, should be come prepared to be in a space of faith, whether you are formally a member of a faith tradition or not, and to hear prayers from a wide variety of religious perspectives, and statements from a wide variety of perspectives overall, in support of a woman's fundamental right to make her own personal medical decisions, particularly when and whether to choose adoption or a pregnancy or the raising of a child. We will be articulating in a variety of ways our deep belief that every woman in Oregon should be trusted to make those decisions for herself in consultation with her health care provider.
Reverend Sinkford, was there anything you'd like to add before we wrap up?
Well, I might just say that in addition to serving First Unitarian here, I also serve on the board of the National Board of the Religious Coalition for Reproductive Choice. And that is one of a number of broad interfaith groups that is advocating now for reproductive justice. So much of the debate in the public square is around a woman's right to choose, and specifically the availability of abortion, regardless of your income or insurance status. But more and more, we are understanding that what we need to support women and families in their decision to have children when those children are loved and when they can be well supported.
I have been speaking with Reverend Bill Sinkford of the First Unitarian Church of Portland. We were talking about the Interfaith Breakfast for the No Cuts to Care campaign that is coming up tomorrow morning. And one last time, Reverend Sinkford, what was the email address that people can reach out to for more information?
It's info@nocutstocare, no spaces, nocutstocare.com.
All right. Thank you very much, Reverend Sinkford, and have a good rest of your afternoon.
Same to you, Sam. Thank you.
For KBOO Evening News in Portland, I'm Sam Bowman.